Talking geography on Fan Run Radio. Can't beat it.
I love it.
Kickoff hour 3. There are a lot of counties in Tennessee.
Good. That's a good. It's a good quiz topic for me versus Cress when there's nothing to talk about. Tennessee geography.
Yeah, but I feel like it's. I don't know. It's okay, I guess. Luckily, we have Houston's favorite thing in all of the off-season world to do next.
I rather enjoy it. Yes.
It's anonymous coach quotes. I feel like this is a little early for these.
No, the magazines are starting to come out.
Already?
Football Time's out.
Is it? Gaffon's out.
I don't know. Football Time was still happening. Reed's still cranking all that out?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
About a month away.
It's never going anywhere.
I think it's a month from Media Days right now.
Man, sneaks up on
you.
Early July.
Or middle July-ish. Yeah. So maybe a little over a month.
We'll be playing Virginia by the time you blink twice.
Are we playing them?
I just blinked 4 times. Where's the game?
You should be at the Georgia game then.
You're not kidding about this Football Time. Great picture of Joe Milton on the cover.
Big Joe.
Big Joe.
This is perfect. I got a text read.
What?
He's got Big Joe. And in the corner, I mean, this is the story. It's perfect. It's the story of the season. It's like we got Big Joe on the cover with a quote by Josh Heupel that says, "The best is yet to come." It's got Joe Milton III, Orange Bowl MVP, poised to lead nation's number one offense. But just in case, down in the right corner.
Here's Nico.
Number one prospect in the class of 2023, by on 3.
Number one quarterback in the world. Like, best player ever. Heisman.
Just a little insurance policy down here in the corner. It's like, we believe in you, Joe.
Backup plan.
But maybe. That's pretty good.
You want me to start at...
2023 Collector's Edition.
They have a Collector's Edition?
Apparently.
What is it? Like, got a spine on it?
We should get a cut.
Like a hard copy?
Help hawk these for them.
From our store?
No, we just push them to... He's got an online store here. It's called the Football Time Store. Back issues are available also, man. If you want, like...
I already got some back issues. Slept funny this week.
Quit hanging out with Lindsey Vonn.
I fell asleep on the couch after the Clemson game, but I was like all crooked and leg was hanging over the edge. And
Lindsey Vonn's nickname. I'm glad y'all pointed that out. The
back widow.
Gave her that nickname.
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's not like
that was good on you guys.
Is she gonna be in Sweden?
Just give her the damn trophy now.
Would boost ratings if you get a name people know.
You got to have that celebrity discipline.
Yeah.
She really would have to have some backup partners for.
You got Zion and Lindsey Vonn. You're starting
like
to really
roll.
It's
like your fantasy football team.
Yeah. He'd never play again.
He's got a high ceiling, but man, he's injury prone.
Heavyweight division.
Who all was J.J. Watt?
J.J.
Watt. Ruined.
Tiger Woods.
Ruined.
And P.K. Subban.
She's a killer.
Multiple sports. I mean, just taking them down.
That's diversity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good portfolio.
I mean, kind of went black,
is
white,
she,
mixed.
Is she the,
like,
is she the greatest skier in American history? Or
think,
is it Peekaboo Street?
No, Michaela Schifrin, I think, just took that trophy away from all of them. Peekaboo Street was more of a one-hit one. Vaughn's better than her, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just liked her name being Peekaboo.
But Michaela Schifrin just started as more like a slalom racer, won a bunch of stuff, and then like developed into winning downhill also.
Mm.
Just dominant.
Downhill. Terrifying. All right. Do you want to know the coach has said about Vanderbilt?
Sure. Well, we can start there. We got a whole hour.
I know. That's what I'm saying. They're getting better, but you have to be realistic. Are they as good a team as a roster that beats Florida and Kentucky? No. But they hung in long enough to win those games, and they're so much better than that first season team. Coaches can't talk. Mm-hmm. They took such a huge jump from year one to year two under Clark Lee, but they're going to taper off because of the league.
Did they not? They beat Florida last year. Is that who they beat?
Florida and Kentucky.
Yeah. So why are they? That's weird.
They lost their quarterback though portal this offseason, Mike Wright.
Oh, did they?
He went to Mississippi
State.
Why did he not play against us?
Was he banged up a
little bit? Or did he come in late? They started that other guy, and we just ate his lunch.
Yeah, we killed him.
Now, Michaela Schifrin passed Lindsey Vonn this past January, so pretty recent development there.
All right, do you want Missouri?
Yeah.
They just don't seem to have a conference-caliber quarterback.
Uh-oh. Sad.
Betting on Jake Garcia to figure it out after that run at Miami is risky. Mm-hmm. They fell into an above-average defense and have never put it all together on offense under Eli Drinkwitz boy. This is the year where they could really be exposed.
Isn't Drinkwitz, like, isn't his identity offense, though, too?
Yeah, they're garbage. Mm-hmm. It's also he's recruiting to Missouri against other SEC teams. Makes it pretty tough. Kentucky. The change back at offensive coordinator to Liam Cohen is going to be a huge swing for them, even with Levis leaving for the NFL. They're going to go back to a different SEC era, what you'd expect an Iowa guy like Mark Stoops to want to do, find wrinkles and formations and new-age stuff to run the ball and control the clock to help his defense. In the modern game, if you're playing offense to help your defense, you're a moron.
You've already lost.
You are such a moron.
You've already lost.
I got to keep my guys fresh out there. Like, no, just
score.
Do you
think they'll be better this year?
Do you? Like, really?
I think they upgraded at quarterback.
I don't know.
I mean, Levis didn't do crap at Penn State. He rode the bench.
But he's a top five pick. He was going to go number one overall.
O'Leary has years of stats that we can show that at least seem to point to him being a very good quarterback. And they get Cohen back, which is a big get for them. I think they'll win 8-9 games, but it's not really saying much with that schedule.
That's a good point.
I mean, they won, what, 7 last year?
Yeah. Did they win their bowl game? No, they lost.
They lost.
Yeah.
They got shut out.
Yeah.
By Iowa.
Good defense. Mississippi State. Zach Arnett is a guy a lot of people are really high on, and he was a very smart pick to take over, but he's definitely put the transition on hard mode. I think the logic was that you can't run a Mike Leach system or a Mike Leach type system without Mike or one of his OC guys, so he went in a completely different direction. The problem is that there's a ton of staff turnover, and now you don't have this talent level in personnel to run anything else, at least for this season.
Ugh. So they're not trying to keep running the air raid?
Guess not.
What?
He fired everybody. Like, just cleaned house.
Sad.
It's kind of a weird way to go.
Yeah.
Still got Will Rogers. What are you going to do? Just have him hand it off?
I guess. But like he said, they're built to run that, like all of their players.
Yeah, we picked them like every week in Survivor.
Yeah.
The Florida Gators. This season is going to test a lot of people's patience.
Yes.
Napier was never going to be Steve Spurrier, and he inherited probably the least talented overall roster in 20-some-odd years at Florida. There's a reason they ran off Dan Mullen, and it wasn't about his record. The lack of winning on those top guys in recruiting is starting to show up on the field. They have some depth at running back, and what you can see where Napier wants to build along that plan and schedule he had at Louisiana, but are people going to be patient enough for his plan? The bottom line is that this roster doesn't look like it's from the state of Florida, and you can't fix that in 2 off seasons when you play in the SEC.
Yikes. Yeah, hate to see it.
He gone.
Hickman's on record as saying he doesn't make it to the end of the season.
Well, I think he gets fired after this season. I also think there's a chance he might get fired before the season's over.
Okay, but he's fired after the season.
Yes,
for sure.
That's my hot take going into the year.
Was last year his first year? Has he been there 2 years or one? Was that his first
this
year?
This is his second year.
Yeah, that was his first year. Feels like he's been there longer, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. What gets him fired this year? 7-5?
Oh, yeah. You think maybe 8-4.
Nah, he's not going to get fired going 8-4 in year 2.
What'd they go last year?
6-7.
Oh, yeah, okay. I guess it depends.
CoachesHotSeat.com says he's number 10 on the hottest of seats.
If he wins 6 games again, I think he's
Butch
done.
Butch Jones is at 4. Jimbo at 3.
Butch Jones is at Arkansas State and has the 4th hottest hot seat. Wow.
It's pretty wild.
Wow, man. That's just proof that if you come to Tennessee and have
Yeah, Butch Jones went 5-7 and then 7-6 here, and then we thought he was going to be great.
We hoped.
Well, then he went 9-4, and we thought we were there.
Oh, the 2015 year?
Yeah.
Where we lost our games by a combined 12 points.
So if Billy Napier goes 7-6 and wins the Tax Slayer Bowl this year, will Florida fans – see, that's the difference, though, isn't it? That's the difference between Florida fans and Tennessee fans.
They're going to roll them.
Fitzgerald's number one. Hottest seat.
Pat Fitzgerald?
Which Fitzgerald?
Northwestern?
Northwestern. Yeah.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
You're Northwestern.
He's taking them.
He's
the
a
two,
legend.
He's taking them the two Big Ten championship games.
What were
right?
they? Weren't they ranked like what?
Basically 500.
What were they when we played them in the?
They ranked 13th in the country.
When we stomped them.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Ole Miss. Kiffin wins games he's not supposed to. He's good. Good enough to make things happen in years where they don't have obvious talent at the right positions. He's honestly one of the best five play callers in the history of the game. He's really that good. Wow. He's also crazy inconsistent as a head coach. This is a portal team, 110%. Maybe they can set the culture. I don't know if that was supposed to be set the culture or see the culture. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can set the culture from the very top down and not fall into the trap other teams do with that mentality. Best five play callers of all time?
Wow.
Sheesh. All right, Texas A&M. The Bobby Petrino experiment at offensive coordinator is absolutely a must-watch in the coaching community. We're all dying to see how those two dudes work together or not. Jimbo told all the candidates for the OC job they'd actually be play calling, so let's see if he can hold off and not try to manage the book. Offensively, they were awful last year when you think about the talent they have. Defensively, they're really strong. DJ Durkin is really impressive and has built a really strong unit there, and even with the turnover, we think they'll be strong. This is a roster where everyone talks about NIL as a bad thing. They have culture issues, and it shows up on their sidelines during games.
Yikes.
Sad.
Mm-hmm.
Arkansas's next.
Let's hit a break. Yep. Come back. Hit the Razorbacks.
The rest of the SEC. When we return...
Up next, the Arkansas Razorbacks. Anonymous coach quotes here on Three and Out, Thursday edition. It's already June. Be fall before you know it.
This is the season where you can really judge Sam Pittman as a head coach.
Now this is it, huh?
This is it. Chad Morris was an absolute fraud. But he did recruit Texas pretty well, at least well enough for these guys to develop some of those players. Now you're going to see what the roster represents under this staff specifically. Mm. Are there cultural issues? Mm-hmm. They lost coordinators, the tight end coach who was an alum, and the strength and conditioning coach who was really, really popular. All right.
What's the deal with the quarterback?
KJ Jefferson, he's pretty good.
I thought I saw a headline about him yesterday.
What happened? Like, what was it? What did it say?
I'm trying to remember.
Is he sick?
I feel like it was kind of negative.
I feel like he's a little overrated.
I think I would agree.
He was hurt all last year.
That's what everyone always
says.
I mean,
he did lose Treylon Burke, so.
He's got the best running back in the league.
He lost Trey Knox, too. Transferred to... Where did Trey Knox? South Carolina? Is that right?
Who?
Trey Knox, the big receiver / tight end. I think he's at South Carolina now.
Hmm.
Any more thoughts on Arkansas?
Well, I was just trying to figure this out on KJ Jefferson.
He'll be middle of the road, right? I mean, nothing special.
There will not be a game all season when I pick an Arkansas helmet and think, hell yeah.
Oh, this is just some dumb article. Never mind.
Okay.
It's fine.
Now we're getting to some of the meat.
Apparently he went to the West Coast to train in San Diego.
So?
I don't know. It's a fan blog thing.
Gotcha.
They're just aggregating his.
Boy, you fell for that hook, line, and sinker.
I didn't open it originally, and then we just happened to be talking about Arkansas today. Go ahead.
The Auburn Tigers.
Oh, it should be interesting.
It's going to be another weird year. They're getting a boost from Freeze coming back in the league and just not being Brian Harsin.
Uh-huh.
For all of Freeze's problems, he can manage an SEC culture 1,000 times better than Harsin.
Okay.
They're starting over, but it's Auburn. So they have some good running backs. After that, they're pretty mediocre.
Yeah, it checks out.
This is a messy-looking roster compared to the top half of the league.
Messy.
You guys see one of their best players for next year got caught up in, like, some sex controversy on campus?
Oh, good. No. Do you have any details?
Apparently, I can't remember the guy's name. This happened, like, 2-3 weeks ago. But apparently a video of him kind of went viral, engaging in a sex act with a fellow Auburn female student.
Uh-huh.
No, no.
And I think he might have got kicked off the team, actually.
That would sound like a problem for him. Mm-hmm. But you don't know who it was?
No.
Wasn't Tank Bigsby?
No, it wasn't Bigsby. Let me see. Auburn.
He's the NFL.
Auburn football player sex.
Your search history is rough.
I'm surprised that phone hasn't just caught fire.
Jarquez Hunter.
What position did he play? Sounds like a good wide receiver name.
Jarquez
Hunter.
Mm-hmm. Linebacker. You know,
hunting, he's a running back.
Hunting football.
Okay.
He had 7 touchdowns and just under 700 yards last year and 224 receiving yards. And
I think he was on my fantasy team.
Really?
Yeah, he stunk. He stunk.
He was expected to be the primary running back moving into this season.
Preoccupied.
He's off the team?
I don't know if he's off the team. Let's see. Auburn
Hugh Freeze would not kick a guy off
Auburn
the team
has taken action against students after a sex tape that allegedly features Auburn football player Jarquez Hunter was leaked. Auburn has suspended several students over the leaking of an alleged sex tape that reportedly featured Auburn football player Jarquez Hunter.
Okay, so he's suspended. 10-4. Moving on. South Carolina.
One of the big games of the year, according to Big Game Boomer.
Shane Beamer is a rising star in this industry.
Who said that? Mark Stoops.
I don't know.
Now they hate each other.
It's not like the Steve Spurrier years when they made Clemson afraid, but they're making more noise than any Carolina coaching staff has since the Tigers started winning natties. Spencer Rattler is wildly inconsistent. Can they lock him in and keep him productive? ? That OC, Dowell Loggains, has a wide resume, some NFL stuff, and some Briles air raid stuff. They lost a lot on defense. It's hard to plug them in as that for sure number two team in the East when they're dropping portal guys on defense to power programs. The for sure number two? It's tough to plug them in there? You don't say.
Mm-mm.
That was kind of mean. Yeah, we'll see. LSU. The quieter things are, the better for Brian Kelly and LSU.
I'd say that.
LSU is trending up in every category, and he did really well for his first year in the league. This is a really smart, really talented coaching staff, and the head coach should get more credit for assembling this staff. Getting Jaden Daniels back will let them open up the book a lot more. They were really tight to open the season last year because the offensive line was a fresh mess. Now they've been in the fire, so you'd expect them to have more confidence. They have the best defensive player in the league in Harold Perkins, maybe in the entire sport. Good so Lord. That helps.
We caught them at the right time for once, you know?
Yeah.
You don't believe
Brian
it?
Brian Kelly, I exacerbated the score of the game by trying to go for it on fourth down.
Yeah.
He kind of did, though. Yeah, hate it for him. All right, the one we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
Tennessee,
the big orange.
They were legit good last year.
Legit good.
That wasn't a fluke, and it wasn't a gimmick. That offense is no more or less a gimmick system than anyone else's. I think a lot of coaches are just sore about how they got scored on so much.
That checks out.
Joe Milton is not going to be Hendon Hooker, so the ceiling may not be as high. They need to develop more depth at wide receiver to stay creative. This system is like the new age option offense, where it's just as hell to practice it. This is such a weird sentence. Where it's just as hell to practice it in a single week and you get burned easily because you're tired. Just as hell. You ever heard that? Just as hell? You can't replicate the tempo and pace unless you hellish, do it maybe? A little bit all season.
Hellish, maybe? Just as hellish?
It's not what it says, but maybe he meant to. Yeah, maybe.
That's what he meant to say. Huh.
Not a gimmick.
Not a gimmick.
Not a fluke. The offense is just as good of an offense as anyone else's offense. Pretty nice write-up.
Who would say that?
I don't know. Whoever this is, it's the same coach every time because he keeps calling it the book, not the playbook. He says the book.
Wait, so the same coach says about every team?
I think so.
But he's got to be from one of these teams, right?
That's a good point. Maybe it was Heupel.
It was Lane Kiffin. He had the most glowing thing. He's just talking about himself. Lane Kiffin's one of the best.
I am
top
the best. I mean, Lane Kiffin
callers.
Is the best. And he's so
top
handsome.
Top play callers maybe in the history of college football.
He's very handsome and also smart.
As a head coach.
Inconsistent because he wants to be.
It's a transfer portal team.
Because that's just what he wanted.
He was just doing that to lower the expectations for this season.
He's got five stars everywhere. All
right. Josh Heupel's the best.
The Georgia Bulldog.
That's probably Hugh Freeze, actually. You know how he is on DM.
But you just got to wait and see who calls it the book.
Ah, yeah. Smart.
They're the default pick for the college football playoff national title game and the conference.
Of course.
Absent quarterback, they have the most complete roster in the league and probably the entire country. So if you settle on a quarterback, and let's say it's Carson Beck, Mike Bobo is going to do the exact same thing that Todd Monken did. Tell the kid he has to just be efficient enough to move the ball around, stay out of negative plays, and he'll have the two best receivers in the SEC that just transferred in, plus Brock Bowers. Five starting running backs and an offensive line that's massive and NFL good. Defensively, they're the best. It doesn't matter what they lose. They're Kirby Smart's Alabama defense, or Nick Saban's, I guess, where they just reload with NFL caliber guys. They're just simply the best and most effective defense in the nation. They lose Ringo and Christopher Smith back there in the secondary, but they're still going to be the best secondary in the SEC. Well, Lottie freaking Daw!
But they got to come to Neyland this year.
Yeah, yeah.
What, 10 games in?
10 games in. We better be good.
Scoring opponents.
I would have liked to have played Georgia last year at home just to see if that had any kind of different outcome. Probably not, but.
Are you saying Neyland's not a tough place to play?
I'm just saying I don't think it would have mattered last year, but it maybe, you know.
Yeah, I got you.
We had some chances early in that game. You settle for a field goal.
Is there any way their quarterback play is bad enough to where they drop a couple?
I think the schedule's just so damn easy.
They may not have to throw a pass.
Yeah, they're going to be like that Alabama team that would have been 5-7.
Just hand it off to Bowers, which they do. All right, last one. Alabama. So who's the quarterback? By Alabama standards right now, they're not as talented compared to previous teams, but they're Alabama. So they're going to have a guy that you forgot about from recruiting who breaks out, and then some other five-star who finally got to the top of the depth chart. There will also be some dominant new name in the front seven by midseason. Just watch. Saban shifting back to Kevin Steele at DC has a lot of us guessing how far back they want to go with their look. Pete Golding was a different guy than Nick and Kirby Smart philosophically, like simulated pressures and split safeties and stuff. So are they just going back to the old days? Question mark. Offensive coordinator Tommy Rees is under more pressure than he realizes. It doesn't matter that he came from Notre Dame, which is crazy to say, but it's Alabama. I don't think you can look at his Notre Dame stuff as a preview, though. He's going to have way more depth at the skill positions here. Different game entirely.
Georgia's chances of losing at all, I mean, like, even in some miracle world, are week 3 at home against South Carolina. That ain't going to happen. They go to Auburn in week five, if you want to think about a shocking road loss to, you know.
Just enough time for Freeze to figure it out.
First year back in the conference, Freeze.
They go to Auburn week five?
Uh-huh. What's weird about that?
Seems early. Is that about
what
that
time? I feel like they switched ours.
They did.
Maybe Auburn would always be
later. Interesting.
Then it's Kentucky at home. No, I don't think they're losing that one. They go to Vanderbilt after the bye week. They play Florida in the cocktail party. We just talked about how bad Florida is.
We need Napier to figure it out after we beat them.
They host Ole Miss the week before they come to Tennessee. So win or lose, that's
an interesting one.
And it's a good spot for us to catch them after that game.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The ranked opponents on their schedule are obviously Tennessee. Is the next to last game right before Georgia Tech. Ole Miss is ranked in the 20s. Kentucky's ranked in the 20s, and that's it. They play three ranked opponents all season, and two of those are barely squeaking in the rankings. It's Tennessee or bust, pretty much.
Think we'll both be undefeated.
Do you want to lose them to lose to Ole Miss? I don't even think I want them.
No.
I think I want them to kind of like
– nine overtimes.
Yeah, to get nervous and get beat up and, you know, have pretty tough game.
We have a pretty easy one before Georgia, right? Is that
Missouri,
when you were talking
about
Connecticut?
Connecticut's the fourth.
You know, the only thing, the only downside about them playing Ole Miss ahead of us is Ole Miss's tempo also. So they're going to kind of be, like, practicing some of the same stuff.
Well, they practiced for us all year last year.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah,
maybe that's good. Maybe them playing Ole Miss will make them have to, like, mix it up. They won't be as prepared for us.
I like it.
Maybe.
Thursday.
I don't know.
UConn is two games before Georgia. It's UConn, then a road trip to Missouri, then back home for Georgia. For the Vols.
Okay.
Ooh, cold in Missouri.
November 11th.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Mm. All right. That's your SEC Anonymous quotes. We'll come back on more Hour 3 next. Cycling National Championships back here in Knoxville. I think this might be the last year they're doing that here.
The cycling again?
Yeah, the cycling.
Great.
Block up the roads.
Let's see. Yeah, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yes.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what we mean here.
How about that?
You ever watch that, Hickman?
No. I would imagine it makes traffic very.
It's a tough morning.
Very annoying.
Just downtown.
Nah, it's just downtown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing happens downtown.
Nah. They don't block up the streets in the morning. Well, I mean, they do on Sundays.
Like all of Gay Street's closed, right?
They're not a popular street at all.
Just for the Market weekend. Square, tough to get to. Farmers Market.
Yeah. But you get to watch the bike race.
Yeah.
It's free.
Exhilarating.
Yeah.
The tune-up.
No, the best place to go, you got to go over to the Climb and just tailgate with all the
bikers,
the breweries and stuff. Yeah,
South Knox.
Who won last year?
I don't know.
I thought you were watching it. Oh no, Clemson just ran a throwback pass. First down.
Gosh.
Dang it! Come on, boys. Vols lead 7-0. 11:21 to go in the second quarter.
What's this on?
My screen?
Where are you watching it, though? Is it
streaming? SEC Network.
Ah, nice.
Yeah, I can watch my cable from anywhere in the world.
That has Wi-Fi.
Uh-oh, throwback pass. Going deep. Incomplete.
Mm-hmm. Arkansas's AD is going to D.C. this week to seek help with ongoing crisis of star college players staying in college longer.
Yeah, did you hear that? These guys are staying in college too long. They're getting extra degrees. They're getting more education.
Good job, Josiah.
He says young men and women are making decisions not to go to Major League Baseball or to WNBA or NBA because they can make more money in college. Does that make any sense?
Or they can't make the pros at all.
That you can make more money by staying in college than you can by going and being a professional athlete. That's where we have some issues in college athletics.
You're in college, bud.
Wow.
How do you think you got your
sack? Aaron Beasley shot through the hole like a monster.
Speaking of college, did y'all see that Grant Nelson's got his two teams narrowed down?
Who?
They don't know who.
The white 7-foot guy who plays like Kevin Durant, kind of, who plays that.
So
North
Dalton
Dakota
Connect,
State.
But taller.
Yeah, taller.
Everybody's
who
Kevin
would you
Durant.
Take, Dalton Connect?
We're going five Grant Kevin Durants Connect. Out there, Chris. Too bad.
We got
Rick
the
Barnes
one.
Couldn't win with him. But.
You know where he's going to – he know where his two choices are?
Where?
Alabama.
Oh, boy.
He visited them this weekend, said the visit went really
there.
Well.
And?
Arkansas.
Oh, good.
Great. Kyle Murphy won it last year.
Nah, Kyle Murphy.
Yeah, that guy.
Nice. We hit him. We hit him on the throw. Incomplete. 4th and 13. Clemson's trotting out for a field goal attempt.
Do we have a
wonder if they make it.
A chance at the Tour de France this year?
We probably barely have one in it.
Wow.
I don't know. I'll look that up for you.
Somebody just planted him. Mm. This is great. All right. Potter is out for a field goal attempt. He's 0-2.
Yeah?
Yep.
I don't even remember this game. I mean, I remember sitting there and watching it. I just don't.
Oh, they actually kicked this one. He missed it again. Oh, no.
Oh,
Dabo
goodness.
Can't believe it.
Gracious.
Dabo fanned him. He gave me all get out of here. You stink.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Klubnik over there, battered, bruised, and beaten. Great hold. Nope, just left it a little left.
Just missed it.
God, these names are so hard to pronounce.
He thought he made it, too. Look at Dabo.
I
can't
get
good.
A start list to pop up.
Cyclingnews.com has analyzed their contenders.
Oh. I was just trying to pull up their start list. And Tadej Pogacar.
Yep.
I'm talking Tennessee football. You guys are talking Tour de France.
It is June, buddy.
I am aware. All right, commercial break.
Oh, hang on.
Can't wait to see what the offense does when we hit the field.
Pogacar has won it in 20.
Pogacar.
Pogacar.
22 hours ago, Netflix announced... Or, I don't know if Netflix announced it. I'm not.
Vingegaard?
They're making a Tour de France series.
Series just following the bikers around?
Yeah.
What?
Highly anticipated series includes 8 episodes on Vingegaard, Paulus.
Nielsen Paulus?
Yeah.
That's probably our best contender.
Jakobsen? Pidcock?
Jakobsen.
Hey, so seriously, in 2017, when that race was in Knoxville, Nielsen Paulus was like an up-and-comer, and he finished second.
And then he won the Tour de France?
No.
No.
He's just good.
He almost won a stage last year. He got out. I think he finished second. He got in the breakaway like a few days in a row, and he got out-sprinted by another more veteran dude. But he's our best up-and-comer, probably. I think he's from California originally. Jonas Vingegaard. He won it last year, right? Big upset.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He beat out.
Jumbo Visma.
He beat out.
They had the best team.
Or whatever you said his name is. Who'd won it 2 years in a row.
Yeah. Tadej Pogacar.
Nate, did you hear that Tennessee baseball is throwing watch parties for the Supers?
No. Where's that going to be?
13 different locations.
What?
Including all the
all restaurants and bars that would have had the game on already, you are allowed to go there and watch it for a watch party.
Great. That's
basically if you pay the university money and will have the game airing, you are now considered a watch party.
Okay.
It's a pretty... It's not. It's just you're just going to a place that would have had it on already,
mm-hmm.
but they're calling it a watch party to get their guys some extra pub, since none of these restaurants will be getting the benefit of a super regional.
Okay.
Cal's SMB C16, dead end, and walk-ons. So enjoy the watch parties. I'm sure the festivities will be.
I'd watch it in the Lindsay Nelson. Put on the jumbo.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Or put a
would
or put
it though.
Or put its own like put up a screen, you know, like right in front of the pitcher's mound, and like you just watch it from
yeah, a big
right
one close.
I just open all the facilities. If you want to watch it indoors at Thompson Bowling, Go on in.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Go to Regal or the Lady Vols.
The Danny
soccer.
Deck.
It's not there yet.
What? No, the deck.
The deck.
Oh, the
go,
deck.
Go
yeah,
to
I'm
the
sorry.
Deck.
The deck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Never been a fan of watch parties like that.
You ever been?
I've been
no.
to a watch party.
Where?
The one where you didn't pay for your food at Craven.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about ones that are like big, like outside, like
that's
block
even,
party.
It's even worse.
How's it worse?
I get
just
too
throw
emotional.
One in Market Square. Just throw up a big jumbo
yeah.
turn out there.
I know
they did it for the Preds. They can't do it for the Supers.
I know
yeah,
I keep it cool,
hometown team.
And I never overreact on Twitter or anything during games.
Yeah, you definitely don't do that.
But like, it's bad in person.
We're gonna get down 1-0, and Hickman's gonna just like throw
I
his phone.
Can't wait for the tweet.
Cuss everyone out. This team's a bunch of cowards. They have been all season. Then we come back and win. See, I fired them up. I told you.
Which we have been very up and down this
season.
You're
just like, you tweet and you always do it in a way where you take no responsibility. Like, oh, it was a reverse jinx, Chris. It's like, no, you were just dead ass wrong. I was doing it to fire them up. Yeah, they're reading your tweets in the dugout.
You don't underestimate kids these days. Always got a phone somewhere.
You're a kid.
I forgot about Sepp Kuss. He's an American that rides for Jumbo Visma.
Sepp Kuss
helped Vingegaard win last
isn't
year.
Isn't that little pasta?
Sepp Kuss.
And then Brandon McNulty, he's on Pogacar's team.
I'm reading
yep.
about a guy, Nilsson Paulus?
Yeah, that's what we talked about earlier. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Final segment next. Final segment of the program. What a great show. If you miss any portion, check out the podcast and subscribe on iTunes to get those directly to your device.
Do you have to give us your pick, Nate?
Might all should do it, just in case.
For the series this weekend?
Yeah.
Are we picking all?
Oh, Milton just hit Squirrel White for a
bomb.
Are we picking all of them? All the matchups? Or just
give your
No, just
if you want to.
I had Southern Miss going to Omaha, so.
Oh. Gosh.
Howard!
It was just a hedge, though. I think Tennessee actually gets it done.
How many games?
I think it's going to go the distance. I think 3 games.
You think we're playing Monday?
You think we're playing Monday.
Oh.
I think we're going to. You know, I was listening to this thing last night. I was talking about how to conquer your fear. You know, you have to voluntarily look it in the eye. You know, there's all these examples of that in film and literature and religion, you know, like Luke Skywalker in the cave and Exodus and then the cross for original Christians, disciples. You have to look your fear and this weekend I think we might have one moment where we slip up, lose a game.
Which game?
I'm gonna go. We win Saturday.
Are we gonna face 2 elimination game?
We lose Sunday. Dolander pitches okay, but we just
can't hit.
Yeah, and then but then we turn it all around and Monday we advance.
Mm.
I hate to say it, if we don't win on Saturday, I don't think you win the series. That's why Saturday.
Wow, way to play Shocker. The probability odds. It's like 68% of the time, Hickman, duh.
Saturday is a can't-lose type ball game. Win by whatever it takes. Ugly, pretty,
just
get it done.
Just go, what are the Eagles? Golden?
Yeah.
I actually don't think the winning the game one is the reason it's 62%. The better team usually wins the series, and the better team's usually going to win game one. I'm actually surprised that number's not
higher.
Yeah,
Chris.
I made up the number, but it is a high number.
Okay.
It might be higher.
Well,
I think,
maybe it is.
I think we sweep.
I do.
2-0.
2-0? All right.
I've got it as well.
I also like 2-0.
Okay.
Walk in their trap, take over their trap.
I feel like they've got good momentum.
They don't win the first game, they've got no chance.
Ooh, Brett, that's.
I mean, you're talking about their other starters being almost 5 ERA.
Yeah, but the guy starting game two, he's been good lately. So I'm gonna roll with their ace is overrated. We get to him, get him out of the game, win game one.
Bring in the bullpen.
Game two is the guy that beat Auburn. So if he has,
you don't like the idea of playing stress free a little bit on Sunday? You got that game in your back pocket.
I mean, I love it, but
go
in
and just go out there and throw.
He has Southern Miss, so he's got to give him one win.
So there, you kind of hinted at maybe you can throw Dolander on your first game, Houston. Didn't you think maybe?
I don't know what they're gonna do. It's really interesting because, I mean, you're the more talented team by far. You are on the road. We have not been great on the road, but we're looking a little better on the road lately. I mean, if you win game one, then all of a sudden game two could turn into a you're gonna see. I mean. I don't know. It's going to be very interesting to watch him manage the bullpen this weekend.
What scares me is if we were consistent with anything, it's slow starts.
Yeah.
Like first inning. Like they put that set up for Dolander, like a 10 ERA in the first inning, like a 1.
Well, that's the key with him. Like if he can get out of the first inning and settle down. Although really against Clemson, he didn't settle down.
Yeah, he
gave up that 3-1 bomb.
Yeah. Well, he was throwing – his fastball was so high, but he was mixing in the off-speed stuff really well. So he got out of the first inning, and then he did give up the 3-run bomb, but it wasn't – you know, it's not like he gave up 6 runs in 2 innings.
Right.
So if he can get out of the first inning and settle down a little bit. So yeah. Got to play smart.
3 sweeps.
Three sweeps and a 3 game.
Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio right here on Fox Sports Knoxville.